Cam Girl by Lisa Vild, narrated by Christina May. Ella's friends and family would describe her as a smart, responsible, and mature young woman. She really wants to believe them, and she never gives anyone any reason to question this label, apart from herself. The thing is, a responsible and mature person would have been able to plan ahead by sorting herself out with a job for the summer. A smart person would never have ended up in Ella's current situation, as an unemployed student at the end of the semester, with very little money in her bank account, and summer approaching as rapidly and intimidatingly as a tidal wave. She is in a big need of money, and quick. "Are you coming for lunch? We have to celebrate." Josephine's smile is so wide that her front teeth peek out from between her plump lips. It's the last day of the spring semester, and the university empties out quickly. The students hurry out into the heat of the early summer, relieved to finally be free. Ella takes her time gathering the pens and papers that are spread out on the top of her desk. On the one hand, she wants nothing more than to go out to lunch with Josephine and the rest of the group, or for a coffee, or to the pub. She wants to go with them and forget about the anxiety that is growing inside of her. On the other hand, her anxiety is exactly what stops her. She has all the reason to be anxious. She can't afford to do any of these things. She can't even pay her rent. "Nope, I'm sorry, I can't do it today either," she replies. "You never do anything nowadays." Josephine pouts and makes a sour face. Although Josephine's eyes are smiling, something inside of Ella aches when she hears her friend complain. No, she can't be social anymore, not if it means spending money. How do you tell your friends a thing like that without embarrassment? "I'm sorry, I have..." Ella starts, but notices that Josephine has already turned her attention to the rest of her friends. "A thing." She watches them leave the classroom, and before she knows it, she's the only one left. For a couple of seconds, time seems to be standing still. She can hear the sound of laughter and voices slowly fade out, and suddenly she feels lonelier than ever before. She quickly gathers the last of her papers and shoves them into her army green backpack. "Wait!" Ella rushes through the door and runs towards the dark marble stairs. Her flat shoes echo as she runs down around the spiral staircase. When she reaches the foot of the stairs, Josephine, Anna, Joel, and Maria turn around with surprised faces. They all smile when they realize that it's Ella who's running towards them. "I'm coming. The laundry can wait." Later that night, when she arrives at her tiny apartment, she sits down and starts crying. Wave after wave of brutal anxiety washes over her when she thinks about all the money that she had just spent. Money that she doesn't really have. Her phone vibrates in her pocket, and she waits for it to go silent again before she looks at the screen and sees that she has yet another missed call from her mum. The third call of the day. Her eyes well up again. Tomorrow she will have to call her mum back and explain that she has not managed to find a job, that her savings account is empty, and that she can't afford to stay in her flat. She will have to move back home to her parents. She will be the biggest failure of her family. The feeling of hopelessness is replaced with rage, and she throws herself over the creaky bed and opens her laptop. She angrily writes, "How to make money fast," in the Google search box. For an hour, she browses through numerous pages and articles, but none of the advice she encounters will pay her rent anytime soon. She goes through the results one by one, but she can't find anything interesting.